The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
The humanity of the priest is a bridge to encountering Christ and should not be a barrier. People always say, like, well, if you weren't a priest, what would you be doing? And I'm like, it's hard for me to think of anything other than what I'm doing.
That's what we're striving to discern, is what is God's plan, his dream, his will, his desire for me, where I'm going to be most fulfilled. And it really is through living a sacramental life that is absolutely going to support that.
When you're married, you have to realize it's not just you anymore. It's you and your wife and God.
If you desire to be truly happy, then your life should not be about you.
Welcome to God Calling, our locally produced program that explores the various vocations available to Catholics in all walks of life. Now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Well, thanks once again for tuning in for God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. Father Bryce Lundgren is joining us. And Father Lundgren is a unique priest known as the Cowboy Priest. We'll talk about that. But Father, you're at St. Matthew's in Gillette, Wyoming.
Yes, sir. Yeah. St. Matthew's, Gillette, and then we have three mission parishes in the surrounding area. Any given Sunday, that's a 200-mile loop to catch all those parishes. So I've been here 4 years. I've been ordained 5 years.
A lot of miles on that pickup truck?
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
Yeah, it does well.
Tell me about growing up. Did you grow up Catholic?
I grew up in Worland, Wyoming, just a little farming town, north-central part of the state of Wyoming. And yes, we grew up Catholic. Went to church every Sunday, no questions asked. It's just what we did. Had plenty of great Christian examples of living, from my parents and grandparents to aunts and uncles and cousins. So I had a great foundation, but I can't say when I left home, I just remember probably the most distinguishing moment in my faith life was that first Sunday on my own. After I graduated high school, I moved to Montana and worked for my uncle. Mm-hmm. I remember waking up that first Sunday morning, and I remember thinking to myself, well, geez, I guess it's up to me whether I want to go to Mass or not. And I no longer even got that thought through my head. And my uncle, who's my godfather, beat on my camper door and said, hey, let's go to Mass. And, you know, from there, it was just a steady progression. But I'm always thankful for that moment, because I didn't stumble when a lot of people do stumble. I just kept going. It made all the difference, really.
Yeah, that's a critical point in anybody's mm-hmm. faith life, I think.
Yep, I'm very thankful.
Now, how did the term cowboy priest evolve?
Well, I have a bald head, and so I wear my hat everywhere.
Cowboy hat, I take it?
Yeah, cowboy hat. When I was ranching full time right before I entered the seminary. When I left the ranch and went to seminary, I mean, I left everything behind. As I'm basically kind of ranching now, I kind of look back on that and wonder, did I go all in with Jesus? And how I know I went all in with Jesus is because I gave my pickup to the monastery and I bought a Subaru. Right? So I really did shift that gear. You know, in seminary formation, you kind of start to figure out, what does the priesthood look like on me? You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. What's that look like on me? And this isn't textbook stuff, but I really come to understand that, hey, the priest God wants me to be is the man he created me to be. He called me off the ranch not to be someone I'm not, but to be, you know, to precisely take that guy and use him in the priesthood. And so slowly I started to kind of bring back the hat, the boots, I mean, not just the attire, but the kind of the way of life that I love naturally. And in that, then I was able to, like, no, the priesthood is more natural, feels more natural, and definitely comes across in ministry as being more authentic, because it's me. I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. So it really isn't any other attempt to just be who God's created me to be, which is part of that cowboy nature. And in that, then the grace of ordination is really able to kind of to flourish within it. So it's evolved, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm. All priests aren't Bing Crosby from going my way.
Yeah, good point.
Now, before that, when you were ranching, you got to know a lot about that because it was kind of a family history there of growing barley that was used in making Coors beer.
Yeah, amen, brother. So there's a couple different aspects. So back home here in Wyoming is where we farm the extended family farms and mm-hmm. and raises barley, and then the ranching in Montana that I did, that was more cattle, just cattle and such. But so yeah, here in Wyoming we do grow high country barley, they call it. It's for Coors directly. Coors has been very kind of at some degree family oriented. I mean, they really do care for the farmers. There's a good relationship there, so it's not just give me your barley kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been kind of iconic for us throughout the years, and you know, it's one crop that is farmed in our hometown area. But to this day, I still enjoy a Coors beer.
A lot of people do. There's no doubt about that. But now, at one point, you were considering marriage.
Yeah, I was just straight up engaged when I got the call. I guess how that kind of came about is the gal I was engaged to, the rancher's daughter, she was Lutheran and I was Catholic. And part of the grace of that, and I think part of the reason the Lord led me down that road is to help me really discover the beauty of the Catholic Church. Now, I can say, without a doubt, I feel like I've always known Christ, and I've followed him to varying degrees. And at that point in my life, I mean, I was really intentionally following him, but I can't say that I really knew his church. I mean, I was always Catholic and I always practiced the faith, but I didn't really know it to the degree that God wants us to know his church. Mm-hmm. And it was really in that relationship where I was kind of forced to reconcile, why does the church teach what she teaches? Questions like that. That as I began to answer them through the grace of God, and probably the greatest means for me at that time was Catholic radio, was I started to fall in love with the church. Like the more I encountered this truth, I just recognized in my heart that I loved her. And I'm like, what is that? You know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I also recognized that I didn't love this gal unconditionally. I wanted her to change from who she was, and that's really not where the Lord had her at that time. And so just kind of discerning that movement of heart, I love the church unconditionally and not her so much in that way. It was a tension. The Lord broke through, and I was able to just go all in with the priesthood. Again, not clean cut, but essentially that's how it went.
Basically, almost everything I've read about you, you talk about being yourself, the person that God created you to be. You can't be something else, as I joked before, Bing Crosby. You know, you have to be who God created you to be.
Yeah. Well, and this is theologically correct. St. Thomas Aquinas would coin that grace builds on nature. That regards our human nature. You know, we gotta act according to the laws of humanity for grace to work, but also personal nature. And I find that in general in our discipleship, but also especially in the priesthood, is that God really wants you to be you. And in that, he's able to reach people who are like you, things like that. But also you flourish as a son of God. When I act according to my personal nature, I'm at home in my relationship with God. Then I can serve well as a priest. So the two really, it really is properly ordered, I feel. And this is where the cowboy way really kind of comes in, because cowboys are generally straightforward, fairly authentic, not all of them. But it is a little bit of the code we live by, and just our connection with nature kind of brings out that more realness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of just kind of being a cowboy, I guess, but it translates well into the priesthood. And I think aside from that, it also is a great way to encounter people. I always say I catch more fish with my cowboy hat than I do with any sermon.
Father, can you hang on for 1 second? We'll take some commercials here and be right back on God Calling on AM 1260 The Rock. Father Bryce Lundgren is joining us on God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski. Father, you were talking about, you know, being yourself and things like that. There was a spark in you, but when you said yes to the seminary, and that might have had to do with Father Carl Beavers.
Okay, yeah. Well, you always have role models in life, and you know, as you get more narrowed down to your field of interest, you know, those guys become apparent, and Father Carl Beavers was a priest in the diocese. He was ordained in 1968. There was a group of about five priests here in the Diocese of Cheyenne that were ordained that year, and I call them the last of the tough priests. You know, those are the old school guys. And yeah, him and I were close. As I then entered the seminary and was ordained a priest, he had retired by then. And we used to run around together a little bit. He always had a few things cooking. He had little property and some ranch, you know, ambition kind of gigs. And so I'd help him out when I could. And he was just a good example, but he was also a good encourager. And the last trip we did, he had bought a tractor from a friend across the state. My dad and I grabbed a trailer, and we all three went over and got that. And when I picked Father Carl up and we headed out, he gave me a little box, a gift, and it was a set of spurs. He liked to collect old spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was great. You know, it was really neat and stuff. Well, we went on this trip and came back. Well, shoot, a week later, he died. I talk of that lightly. I don't mean to make light of it.
No, but
the Lord calls us home, and he got his call. And, you know, there's definitely a beauty behind him dying with his boots on like he did. But, yeah, those spurs, it was quite a gift. I used to hang them on the wall. Well, shoot, now I wear them. I'm wearing 100-year-old spurs when I ride anymore. But it's just an example of, I feel like he's kind of asked me to carry the torch,
mm-hmm.
pass it on, you know?
Sure, sure. Did 9/11 play a big part in you kind of thinking about this?
Yeah, it did. When I was 21 when 9/11 happened, and I was working. I didn't go to college after high school. I was just working in Montana, and you know, life was going good. I mean, we were on the upswing, you know, kind of just living the American kind of prosperity lifestyle, or at least, you know, shooting for the American dream. I don't know at that age, but that shut everything down, you know, and it made me and a lot of people think, wait a minute, this world really is fragile. And it caused me to ask some deeper questions like, geez, if God created me, maybe he's got a purpose for my life. And, you know, a lot of people went to the military, and I think those kind of ideas are the same ones that entered my mind and heart. But I think the Lord, even there at that time, shifted my heart to be open to whatever, to serve in whatever capacity. And I think really the inklings of the priesthood began then, though it was, you know, 6-7 years later before I actually entered the seminary.
Mm-hmm.
That desire to serve really happened then.
I read a quote in a newspaper article. He said, you set off for the seminary, left your boots behind. And your quote was, when Christ calls, you drop your nets.
Yeah,
so you figure at that point, cowboying is behind you.
Yeah, so and that's the interesting thing. I mean, what is, you know, the Lord plays that scenario out with the disciples, and Peter says, hey, man, we've left everything behind. What's in it for us? And our Lord says, there's no one that has left, you know, mother, father, lands, goes down the list, behind it will not receive 100-fold in this life and eternal life in the life to come. And persecutions he throws in there too. But I really feel like when we properly order our lives, and a lot of times that takes leaving it all behind, now my whole focus is on the Father. Now he gives us good gifts back to be used, ordered towards the building up of his kingdom. So now I find myself, well, serving as a priest, number one, but I do quite a bit of ranching. I have a couple horses, and I run a few head of cattle in the summer and fatten them and butcher them. I ride with a lot of guys, help them brand and round up and stuff. And for one, I love it, but it's just such a natural environment connection to relate the faith to people to meet him on such a human, natural level. So, yeah, it is an interesting dynamic. It does, you know, it makes sense spiritually speaking. Our Lord speaks into that, but I can say I know what he's saying. I've experienced it, you know, being able to cowboy in the way I do now.
In reconciling being a cowboy and a priest, Chief the Horse helped with that. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. I always say my horse Chief is part angel. I don't really, I always feel like I really don't own him. I just kind of take care of him. He's such a gift. But when I was on the Wind River Indian Reservation, that was my first assignment. I actually served there as a deacon for a while before then I was ordained a priest. And he come running in, wild horse, not a Mustang out on the range, but there's just kind of wild critters running around on the reservation a bit. And he come running in, and he was a stud. He was getting in trouble, and they got him corralled. And that's right when I showed up. And anyway, they showed him to me, and I just knew the Lord was calling me to take him on. And I did, with the help of some friends who knew more than me about starting a horse. But through that process, I really, because this is the tension. You always feel like, well, I need to be like this guy, or this is the kind of priest the world needs. And in working with him, I just fell back into that saddle of, hey, man, the priest God wants you to be is the man he created you to be. And that relationship with the horse, it just proved that time and time again in my life, mainly by the peace I experienced, the joy, how that fuels me in priestly ministry, and how he's a gift to so many other people. I mean, I take him around everywhere, the school, our Catholic school, the nursing home. We ride together. I can put anybody on him. We go out and ride. And mm-hmm. So it's just a gift that's hard to even put into words.
Yeah. Father, stay with us. We're going to be back after these messages on God Calling right here on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Father Bryce Lundgren is our guest on God Calling. This is Paul Orlowski. We hope you'll join us each and every week at this same time. Father, I believe you wrote a book, The Catholic Cowboy Way.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been described, and this again back to this newspaper article, that you have a way of talking that's cowboy with a touch of surfer.
I love that. It's so hilarious.
That's a great quote.
Yeah, it's pretty, I think it's probably accurate. Oh, yeah, it's so fun. I mean, the Lord's given me a platform, if you will. I'm not searching for one, but it has gained a little bit of attention, this Catholic cowboy way. That's what I've coined it now. So a publisher, Sophia, reached out to me and asked if I'd want to write a book. I do like to write, so I wrote a book. And it's been fun. It's just kind of the, you know, Catholic cowboy way of discipleship, of following the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it's been out since the spring.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fun project. It continues to be. And I hope it helps people. I think if I had anybody in mind, it's probably the young man. It was probably me and my camper on that Sunday morning. Which way do I go?
Yeah.
And I just want to catch that guy and say, hey, bro, go this way. You know, follow the Lord. That's where we find fulfillment. Not just fulfillment, but young men just have that passion to give their life for a cause greater than themselves. They may not know it at that time, but if you can help them take the next right step in the direction of following Christ, they'll discover it.
Something that simple, just let's go to Mass.
Yeah, really it is. Yeah. Yep.
It said in the back of your pickup truck, you have a pair of chaps, a revolver, and some bags of homemade beef jerky. That's the cowboy way.
It's the cowboy way for sure. Now, we're Catholicizing that, right? Which doesn't undermine it, but it just uses that raw and realness of everyday life and translates that into our relationship with the Lord. And the combination does work well. Whether you're an actual cowboy or not, that's not the point. The point is these real human virtues can really help us in our walk with the Lord.
Did you have challenges in the seminary when you thought, man, maybe I made a mistake, or were you just all in?
I don't know that I questioned the call. How the call came in was real. But, yeah, there's definitely challenges. And I say the big one that just kind of haunts a guy is trying to be someone else. So, I mean, a guy wrestles with this insecurities all his life. in a sense, to varying degrees. And I did. High school, you try to fit in or this or that. And sometimes you kind of find yourself and you run in it, but there's always something getting you off. Well, the thing with seminary, I had found who I was by then for the most part, but in seminary, here you are in an environment where you all dress alike, you're all heading in the same direction, you're all striving for the same things, and it's so easy to compare yourself to somebody and be like, no, this is the kind of guy I need to be. This is the kind of priest the church needs. And so you start following someone else, trying to put yourself in that box, and it doesn't fit. And that's the constant challenge in life, and it's definitely there in seminary. But the beauty of it is that our Lord allows you to go down that road and fight that fight to come out stronger on the other side. And I will say it was in that, in some definite formation, like with the Institute for Priestly Formation, it really helped me land in like, hey, follow me, our Lord says. Follow me. The priest I want you to be is the man I created you to be. And so when I can stay in that lane, stay in that saddle, so to speak, I'm happy and I'm able to serve well in ministry. But yeah, I had to fight that fight, and I still have to. I still have to stay in the middle of that. There's always that temptation.
Well, there's an analogy to a cowboy there too. You can get bucked off a horse, but you get back on, right?
Yeah, it's cowboy. It's the cowboy code 101.
Yeah, well, get back on. Something that has come through our entire talk here and what I've read about you is God calls you by name. He's calling Bryce. He's calling Paul.
It's the same old thing as like, hey, I'm a son before I'm a father. I live out of my relationship with the Father as Bryce, so I can serve well as Father Bryce. And the two aren't separate, but you can distinguish them, and we should. We need to live out of our relationship with the Father, out of our baptism. Then we can serve well in our vocation. God calls us by name. It really sums it up.
Mm-hmm. With all of the distractions that there are today, I went to a confirmation some time back, and I was, watching the kids, and everybody was pretty much paying attention. But then I saw one child on the cell phone texting somebody.
Mm, yeah.
And I said, oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it bothered me, but it did. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do about it. I'm not going to go over and yell at her the way it would have happened if it happened in my day. Yeah. But, yeah, what do you think of the young people and how they're being evangelized?
Sure. It's a challenging environment that we live in today. I mean, I was right on the edge of it. I didn't have email in high school. I didn't have a cell phone until I was 25. I mean, I just really didn't grow up on that, but I'm on the cusp of it. I know what it's like now. I know the challenges that are out there. The environment today to hear God's call is different, and I would say tougher as well. I'm a little sympathetic to them. At the same time, put the phone down, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just in a disciplinary way. That God took on our flesh. He didn't become a cell phone. We encounter him in our humanity. And yeah, technology is a thing, but it's far from an authentic encounter with the Lord. It can aid in that, but it's definitely not its fullness.
Tell me if I'm oversimplifying, but the academic way to say it is meet people where they are, and that sounds to me a little bit like what the cowboy way is.
Sure. And then the Catholic cowboy way, John Paul II, we'd speak of, four different dimensions of priestly formation, and he would always emphasize the human formation. He says of all the intellectual, spiritual, pastoral formation, human formation is the most important. And he says it somewhere that our humanity is to be a bridge between God and his people. And I'm in cowboy country. It makes sense to have a cowboy priest that can bridge that gap. Somebody else might be in a different, totally different culture, but those same kind of human virtues are needed to bridge that gap between God and his people.
I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a chance to plug your book. Where can somebody find it? The Catholic Cowboy Way.
Sure. Sophia Institute Press is the publisher. You can find it anywhere outside of that. But yeah, go get one. It is written for young men, especially those who are trying to discern God's will in their life.
Father, thanks for joining us on God Calling, Father Bryce Lundgren. And thank you who are listening for listening. We hope you'll do it every week at this time. I'm Paul Orlowski. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to God Calling. If you missed part of today's show or you just want to hear it again, go to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the On Demand tab. And remember, wherever you are in life, God is calling you.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.